Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and welcome into our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. You know, the Oak Ridge Boys are in the midst of their American-made farewell tour. The Christmas portion of that tour is underway right now, and William Lee Golden and Richard Sturban of the Hall of Fame Oak Ridge Boys will join us in studio. They will be at the Ryman Auditorium on December the 12th, and you can certainly get all the tour dates for the Christmas portion and well into 2024 on the American-made farewell tour from the Oak Ridge Boys. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Look what Santa Claus brought us, Kelly Sutton.
I know. Huh? I saw him standing outside, and I was like, what are they doing? We got to let them in.
I was mentioning this is the 98th anniversary week of the birth of what we know as the Opry, originally the WSM Barn Dance. And on that very first show, following Uncle Jimmy Thompson, William Lee Golden, and Richard Sturban with the
Opry. Well, there we go.
They were there. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Bill.
We were laughing that Uncle Jimmy Thompson just spent about 3 years on the air because he had a penchant for drinking a jug of whiskey, is the quote I saw, before to lubricate his playing arm.
I understand. Yeah.
Before going before going on. And the solemn old judge got tired of that after a time and stopped booking him on the show.
Wow.
But it was such an afterthought. His niece was staff piano player back when we had the orchestra.
Oh, that's great.
And Gordon Stoker became a staff piano player at one point in time, famous with the Jordanaires. But she said, hey, because they had this idea to do this hillbilly thing at night because, you know, the Blue Bloods of Nashville didn't want any part of it and really fussed about it, particularly as it gained traction. But she said, I have an uncle that plays a fiddle, and he was a champion fiddle player in Tennessee and Texas. And so that's how he got the gig. She's the staff piano player's uncle played fiddle. Bring him in. We'll have him
Nepotism.
On. Yeah, there you go. But you guys have been at it a long time as well. Not since 1925, but the Oak Ridge Boys, the quartet days, go back how many years, Richard?
Well, back to the Second World War, actually, you know. And in fact, William Lee and myself just last week went to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and we actually were in the actual birthplace of the Oak Ridge Boys. They were called the Georgia Wally Fowler and the Georgia Clodhoppers. And they went there and entertained the people that were actually working on the development of the atomic bomb. And, you know, they decided since they were going there on a regular basis, they changed their name to the Oak Ridge Quartet and dropped the Georgia Clodhoppers part. And but we were actually there and on that very spot just last week. It was a very emotional time for us. It really was.
You have a highway marker.
Right.
That
we sure did. And the city, the area there, the Oak Ridge there, they honored us and had some of the old families from the original group was there, too, to kind of participate in the unveiling of the plaque there that's in front of the auditorium there.
Well, you're on the farewell Christmas tour, if you will, that carries over into just the farewell tour and the end of your touring years into 2024. Weldon Mills Theater in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, November the 30th, December the 1st. Renfro Valley, up at the Barn Dance there at the Entertainment Center in Mount Vernon, Kentucky. Anderson Music Hall, December 2nd in Hiawassee, Georgia. And the other dates you'll find at oakridgeboys.com as a part of this tour. But they're coming to the Ryman, Charlie.
And when you look out at the crowd, it must be so cool because you must just see multi-generations of fans from the oldest to the youngest of kids, huh?
Well, you're right about that. You know, I think one of the most gratifying things to all the Oak Ridge Boys is every night when we walk out on stage and we look out at that audience, we see generations. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and I heard Joe Bonzo say this several times on stage, we've been the group that's kind of been passed down from generation to generation. And, you know, it's a very gratifying thing to see all the different demographic ranges out there. It's pretty amazing. It really is.
And how many Christmas albums have y'all done?
I think it's nine.
I knew it was a ton. There's so many to choose
from. And I'll steal another line from Joe Bonzo on stage. He said that we now have more Christmas music and albums out than Kenny Rogers and Andy Williams put together.
That's right.
Well, you guys are the ones I don't have to give directions to the hotel because you spent so many years doing the Christmas show
That's right.
A few years as part of our
residency. Yeah, we're on a Christmas tour right now. Yeah. It started, the week before Thanksgiving here this past week. We just come in from upstate or Midland, Michigan up there. We were in Indiana 2 dates and Michigan this past weekend, and we're headed to North Carolina, like you say, Kentucky, and back to North Georgia.
Well, we want people locally to know the Ryman Auditorium is in the next couple of weeks as a part of the American
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing the Ryman.
That's a Tuesday, December 12th show, by the way.
Yeah, that's a great venue. And I go to see other shows there. I went to see Joe Bonamassa. He's a great guitarist and singer, songwriter. And I enjoyed his show there. But it's one of the great venues to listen to great music. It's an intimate theater, really. And so we're excited to be there as a putting on a Christmas show. You know, we've been there for years doing Opry events in and out, but and sometimes big record company deals, you know, would put on there. But as far as doing a regular concert, we're excited to do the Christmas show.
I'm curious, you guys have done thousands and thousands of shows together through the years and traveled millions of miles. But knowing this is kind of the last time around, is each night a little more special? Do you soak it in just a little bit more, maybe?
You know, I think you're correct about that. It, in some ways, it's kind of a bittersweet feeling, you know. It's kind of sad to realize that we know the end is near. You know, no one lasts forever, including the Oak Ridge Boys, and we're realistic about that. But we have not announced when the farewell tour will end. That's another thing to mention, because we don't know that ourselves.
Oh, so you guys could be like Kiss and go till 2029.
That's right.
I don't know that it'll be that way, but we will be around for a while yet.
Okay. And are you, like when George Strait announced, say, the cowboy is riding away from the touring life, but continuing to record? Can we expect you to continue to record even after the tour dates are over?
We're scheduled to record some in January, actually. Before we go back out, then we're going to Galveston, which is an annual thing we normally do. We're doing that in January. But William Morris Agency has about 6 weeks ago started booking the farewell tour.
Okay.
And because it was about 6 or 8 weeks ago that we even were talking and discussing about this with the agency. And then it was released to the press. Billboard magazine did a big article about it. And so now then we're finishing out the Front Porch Singing tour that Dave Cobb had produced an album on with us. And but Dave Cobb is also going to be working with us in this coming January on some new recording projects.
So Richard, in your Elvis days, did you ever spend Christmas at Graceland?
I have spent time in Graceland, but I've never spent Christmas there. That would be an amazing thing, I would think.
Yeah.
That would be, because Graceland is a special place. I could understand when Elvis first saw that property that he fell in love with it, because it was indeed a special place, no question about it.
So what was your first year with the Oak Ridge Boys?
How
did you come to the band?
Isn't it interesting? William Lee Golden, sitting right here next to me, gave me a phone call that changed my life, basically. Here I was singing with J.D. and the Stamps, singing with the biggest star in the world, the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis, apparently on top of the world. But I got a phone call, and William Lee told me that the bass singer that they had at the time was going to get off the road, and then wanted to know if I would be interested in taking the job. So here I was, I have to make a decision. Like, what do I do? And I have to admit that at the same time, I was a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I loved the music that they were making, and I really felt like the group had a great deal of potential, and I wanted to be a part of it. So back in 1972, I made the decision to leave Elvis and to join the Oak Ridge Boys, And now that I look back on that decision over 50 years ago, I think I made a pretty good decision there, yes.
And William Lee, you're the elder statesman of the group.
I am. I'm the old man of the group.
And you started when? And how did you come
1965
to the
in January. Okay. Of, I had I was a fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I'd seen the earlier group as a kid, but then when I was a young guy and singing in high school quartet, the FFA quartet, Future Farmers of America, and anyhow, that I've had a love for four-part harmony, and it was and rock and roll had hit then. I was also a big fan of rock and roll and the early, you know, Little Richard and Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis and Carl Perkins. A lot of those guys were, you know, it was Chuck Berry, man, that was all in the beginning of it. And I was right there as in high school, just a young teenager at that time, but it sure lit my fire.
And by the way, you lit our fires, our collective fire, the other night at the Opry when you had three generations of Goldens on stage.
Yeah.
You, the kids, and the grandkids all up there. It
we
was
all
just
got
terrific.
To sing a song on the Opry on the same night, and the people were so warm and receptive to it, especially my granddaughter, Elizabeth. She's just a eat up with great talent, you know. she's a great singer and a great violinist. She studied classical when she was real young, and then when she got to be adolescent teenager, Janae Flanor, she did private lessons with her to teach her the country and bluegrass.
Well, she's the musician of the year multiple times. So
on the fiddle, you know.
Pretty good teacher to have.
Yeah.
Fellas, thanks for coming to see me this morning. That's oakridgeboys.com for tour dates. But don't forget, in Nashville, the Ryman Auditorium stop for the American-Made Farewell Tour is coming Tuesday, December the 12th. There's more at ryman.com or at oakridgeboys.com. And William Lee, here he is. You knew this was coming, didn't you? Christmas time. Eddie Raymond's Thank God for Kids and Grandkids, too.
And grandkids, too. And great-grandkids.
I never thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus. Or look what the stork just brought. Thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse. Kool-Aid on the couch, thank God for kids. Thank God for kids, there's magic for a while.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.